If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection at the lowest prices, ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast using our landscape design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on concrete landscaping blocks right now at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week in-store or on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. How often over the years have we parked on a story about someone who goes through an entire pregnancy and does not realize that she is pregnant? This has happened many times. In fact, very famously here in West Michigan, there was the time when I was on the radio when the local couple had that happen. And we had a fucking field day with that one. A lot of big time jokes. It was then featured on like 2020 or something like that. And in it, they're interviewing the couple, they played the clip of us making fun of them. And then it says, "And why the backlash?" And then there's me saying, "Oh my God, this fat hag," or some shit like that. And, fuck, if that had happened, like in the cancel times, we would have been fucking fired. We were just laying it on so thick. It was a hell of a time. Well, this has happened again. This couple, this chick actually nearly died, because she was feeling like shit. I think she's a teacher. She's like, "Oh fuck, I don't know what the fuck is going on." She goes to the doctor and the doc's like, "Yeah, you're about to have a baby. Like right now." Holy shit. Audio check. Video check. Here you go.
Prize of a lifetime. An Omaha couple finds out the woman is pregnant. Then she has the baby in just 48 hours.
Well, doctors do an emergency C-section to save the mom and child. KETV News Watch 7's Waverly Monroe shares their story and their life-saving message.
23-year-old Peyton Stover.
All right, I'm already impressed. How the hell could this have happened? It's not like she's a little chunky but funky, no big deal, but it's not like she's, you know, fucking disgusting or anything.
Or thought she was just feeling the effects of her new job.
I'm a first-year teacher, and I just thought it was normal to be tired all the time.
Then her legs started swelling.
Look at this dude. See this dude? That's a face of a guy who's not going to be around much longer. He's taken off.
And after her mom pushed her to go to the doctor, Peyton heard the news she never expected.
They ran the test again. She was like, "It's definitely positive. We're going to go do an ultrasound." She looked right at the screen. She was like, you're definitely pregnant.
But what? Peyton was not okay. Her family and boyfriend, Travis Coasters, rushed to her side.
Travis is going to be rushing away from her side shortly.
My kidneys weren't performing up to what they should, and my liver wasn't working properly.
Her situation grew dire, and her doctors had to move fast.
They said she needs to be admitted, and then she had the baby that night.
And they're like, you're having a baby in 15 minutes. This is
what?
Cash.
Come on.
He wasn't expected. His parents say that he's the best blessing.
All right, news lady, either that's a new fashion trend or she's ill. I don't know. The baby has more hair than the fucking news lady.
Peyton had an emergency C-section and Cash was born 10 weeks early at just 4 pounds. Yeah. Peyton knows now she had a life-threatening case of preeclampsia. That's mainly high blood pressure during pregnancy.
I had severely high blood pressure, which is very scary. If I wouldn't have came in when I did, I probably wouldn't have made it through the weekend.
Peyton stayed at Methodist Women's Hospital for a week.
Look at her. She's walking around, no big deal. She's fine.
Just a couple floors up from Cash.
Coming down, look at him, make sure he's doing good, and then going back up.
Both hoping for kids in the future, but settling into being new parents practically overnight.
But now that I've actually held him, like fed him, everything like that, it's surreal. Like, he's actually mine.
Peyton now listening to her body.
Shit. I don't really like going to the doctor. I kind of...
Yeah, this guy. Typically, if you're very young, like these two are, and this guy looks like he's like 13, you know, there's a period of time that during the 9 months from conception to birth, all right, there's a period of time, it might be a day, could be a minute, could be a week, where you're supposed to freak out, where you get scared and the uncertainty of the unknown and you wonder what the fuck, and it's ridiculous. And it's at this point that some guys just leave, all right? My mom's first husband did this exact thing. See you later. I'm going to get some milk. Never to be seen again. He has not had time to do that shit. So, oh my God, this, we might never hear from this dude ever again. There's a tendency. He might freak out.
Try to let things resolve on its own. And now I've learned that you can't necessarily do that.
Waverly Monroe, KETV, Newswatch 7.
No.
Oh, what a story. Well, Cash's parents say he is gaining weight and doing well. There's no word yet on when they can bring him home.
Another surprise, both Cash and his mom share the same birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, all right.
They right?
Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Well, these people, the news people, did not do their jobs because bald reporter needed to ask the question. What about you not having a period for several months? That should have been asked, recorded, and put on TV. Aren't you supposed to have a period every single month? Did you have that? No. Well, why didn't you think to go to the doctor? You know? A runner girl says, what the hell did she say? Oh, being a woman, I honestly don't understand how this is possible. Yeah, and that's it. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Exactly true. Kent dropped the E at a U, says not every woman has a regular period. Well, we still need to have that question asked. You're doing a better job of providing information than the reporter is. She needed to ask, aren't you on the rag every month? Does anybody even say that? Hey, man, you on the rag? Jesus. But that is it. But what about the whole business of, you know, you feel the child moving inside of you. You feel the baby kicking, you know, and then don't women typically gain weight? I mean, the child alone, if it, you know, whatever the weight of the child is, that's going to increase your weight. Plus, you're probably going to pack on the pounds and your boobs are going to get bigger. And there's all sorts of things that change in a woman that, holy fuck. Stevie says, Kent, are you trying to explain menstruation? Is that described as mansplaining? Is that what we have here? All I know is I needed more questions asked and more questions answered. You know? Yeah, we got a lot of people here like who, you know, that if you do that whole mansplaining thing, you get your ass kicked by the women on this show. Americans are mostly okay with being fat. Maybe she came to terms with the weight gain, LOL. I don't know. Kent says, well, no, I'm not mansplaining. I'm just giving my very personal explanation of our experience. Yeah, I think Stevie's got some rabbit ears there. I don't think he's doing that. All right. Well, that is fucking crazy. Holy shit. I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I had I had to come to grips with a lot of things with a lot of things when my son was born. And there was that period of time when she's pregnant and then you know, not making any money. All the stress of all of this happening. I'm 22 years old. I'm like, what? They're 23 years old. I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on here? Maybe I should just leave. Maybe I should just like abandon ship. No. And then you just dismiss it. No, it's cool. Go back to getting the fucking nursery ready. You know, and it all worked out. But there was a time when I was like a little bit of doubt, you know. Do I have the right stuff to be a father? No. I need to go out, get drunk, and do drunk guy shit. You know? But then thank God I didn't. Thank God I didn't. And all of those worries and fears, it all worked out. I'll tell you this. When you have kids, at least it was my experience, the pace at which you get exposed to the madness of kids as they become assholes, because we all know that they all are, some more than others. The exposure time is so slow and methodical. It slowly changes you. I mean, if kids came out of the womb and just immediately started acting like assholes that they will eventually all become. I mean, all parents would kill themselves within minutes after birth. As it is, for a sustained period of time, all you have to do is pick up the kid, change the diaper, give it to the mom to feed, or put a bottle in its mouth and look at it. The kid wakes you up at odd hours. That sucks. That alone does cause some people to Andrea Yates their kids. And, you know, I mean, that sometimes that happens. Sometimes some people aren't fit for being parents. I did not do that, obviously, but I did. It did make me drink quite a bit. I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm getting drunk. Let's go get a 12 of Bush. And then I'd sit downstairs while Diana would take care of Jim, and I'm playing fucking Echo the Dolphin on the Sega Genesis, getting shit-faced. Can you help me? No, yeah! All right, I'll be right there! But Jim was a pretty damn good kid, I'll tell you that right now. Jim was a late bloomer when it came to being crazy. It wasn't until Jim was in high school that he turned into a crazy fuck. Jacqueline, on the other hand, pretty much out of the womb. She turned, and then, so, you know, the first couple years of Jim's life, then we had Diana has Jackie. And I'm like, well, raising kids is easy. Jim's a piece of cake. No idea what the future holds, you know. And then, so we have Jackie, and, well, she's an asshole. And from day one, an asshole. I'll never forget, baby comes out. They put her on the warming thing, and she wasn't crying. And this was the look. She had her fucking face scrunched up. And I'll forget, her mouth was bright red. It was almost like she had lipstick on. And she had this look on her face like, you're fucked. You are so fucked. And she didn't make a peep. And just this attitude, dripping with attitude. And I was like, oh, shit. She's sending me a message right there. She's been alive for minutes. Oh, God damn it. And now she's going to be married in 1 month and 6 days.